Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me again in our Consistency 365 series. Remember, Monday and Saturday, we still have our regular long-form episodes, but in between, so that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, we are doing these mini-sodes to talk about implementing the tools of consistency, because again, we all know consistency matters, and a lot of us know
the things we want to be more consistent with, but it seems like in the day-to-day, whether it's travel, I just got back from vacation, or it's stress or fatigue, there can be major barriers to implementing the things that we know to do or following through on our commitments. So how do we change those patterns? That is why I am doing this series with you. The other day I was doing an intake form for a client in the consistency course where basically I had asked myself, with all of the tools and resources in there, if somebody was not successful, why? Why might it be? I was doing this before the consistency course went live. I was basically asking myself, okay, if there was somebody who made this investment in themselves and it didn't work, what would be some of the reasons? And one of the reasons that I came up with was overwhelmed. Like, all of this is really great, but I feel overwhelmed and I don't know where to start. And so for that reason, I do these intake forms where basically you come in and you tell me all this personal information and I send a video back. Anyway, I was doing one of those. And I was reading what this client shared with me, and it was just paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of her history, her past, how things have been, and how she doesn't think she can change because of all of these things that are in her past. And it just struck me that she was poisoning her present with her past. She was poisoning her present with her past. Like, yeah, all of these things happened and they are real, but you are also free in this moment to behave in any way. And the thing that makes that feel harder, the thing that makes that feel inaccessible, is when you are just really committed to the past and the problem and the way things have been. That's probably a podcast for another day. But I was thinking about it because somebody asked me how I handle frustration that weight loss now in my current postpartum weight loss journey looks different than it did when I lost 130 pounds years ago. Like it's not the same. It's not the same. One could argue that it's harder. I would say it's more that it's different, right? Weight loss is slower and it's more challenging to make time for things like workouts because when I did it before, sure, I had a full-time job and, you know, a spouse, but compared to multiple businesses and three kids under two, and like, I have less time flexibility and I get less sleep and, you know, all of these different factors. And I'm older and I've had four pregnancies in 2.5 years, like all of these different things factor into it. How do I handle that frustration? And my sense of it is, I'm just not going to let my past poison my present. The carrying the sense that like it should be how it was, or it's not fair that it's different now, or it's not fair that weight loss isn't as, I don't even want to say easy or hard, because it's really not that way. Like it just takes a little bit more intentionality. It's going to go slower. I don't have to compare. It is what it is now. And to bring with me any source of like any sense of, well, it used to be this way and it's not now and it's not fair or it's so much harder, to bring forward that intentional comparison, it would be letting the past poison the present. It just is what it is now. It doesn't have to live up to my imagination or my expectations. And spoiler, it probably won't. So for me, it doesn't mean that those thoughts won't spontaneously arise. Like, it was just not only easier to work out, it was more fun to work out than it is now. But when I notice that sort of comparative thought arising, I just don't have to stay there. I don't always control, I don't usually control what thoughts spontaneously arise, but some of them serve me and some of them don't. Some of them are relevant, some of them aren't. Some of them are ways I want to use my energy and some of them are not. And I control if I allow my energy and attention to rest there. I have finite amounts of focus and energy and emotion, as does everybody else. And do I want to use that precious resource of energy and time and emotion and mental focus to compare how it used to be to how it is now? I don't. In the day-to-day, one of my keys to consistency is to keep redirecting my attention to what I can do today, what I can do today, what I can do today. and redirect away from how it used to be or how I wish it was, what I can do today, what I can do today. So much energy gets lost, leaving us with less for consistency when we're in this judging and comparing game. Come back to what I can do today, what I can do today. Not what I'm in the mood for, not how it used to be, not how I wish it would feel, not I've always been the kind of person who, no, what I can do today, what I can do today, what I can do today. Now, at first, it can feel really challenging to make that redirect. Like you're constantly making that redirect. It's a lot like training a dog, training your attention. You know, I don't know how many of you have trained dogs before, but it feels like it's almost constant redirect, 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 redirect. And it feels like it's never going to stop. But the more consistent you are, the more automatic it becomes. And over time, it becomes almost effortless. So sure, out of the gate, it can feel like a lot of redirecting. What I can do today, what I can do today, my next best choice, my next best choice. But the more that you do that and the more consistently you do it, the easier it becomes over time. One thing that we have to be very aware of is that some of us are great at doing this on our own, self-directed, and other people really benefit from coaching and accountability and process and tools and support. I am the latter. I know whether we're talking about financial goals or we're talking about fitness and health goals or we're talking about business goals, I do better when I have somebody I can turn to in those moments. You might be that person, you might not be that person, but just know that if you are looking for some of those resources, I've linked them up in the show description. The consistency course is the one where I actively engage and coach and respond and do things like these intake forms. So that information is in the show description. But even if you're one of, like, I don't want you to use that as an excuse if that's not a path you can take right now. There is still so much you can do, and that is the entire point of this mini-sode. Keep coming back over and over and over and over again to what you can do today and refuse to keep allowing your past to poison your present. We'll see you tomorrow.